With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. and China have agreed to a tentative new trade deal.
Morning. The president puts it this way. Our deal with China is done, subject to final approval with President Xi and me. And Mr. Trump calls the relationship between Washington and Beijing excellent. Mr. Trump says tariffs on Chinese goods will be set at 55%, while China's tariffs will be locked in at 10%. Additionally, the U.S. will get magnets and rare earth minerals from China. Mr. Trump says in return, U.S. will host Chinese students at American colleges and universities. I'm Rich Thomason.
President Trump says he's open to invoking the Insurrection Act to deal with protests in Los Angeles. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
The Insurrection Act authorizes the president to deploy military forces inside the United States to suppress rebellion or domestic violence or to enforce the law in certain situations.
If there's an insurrection, I would certainly invoke it.
Speaking in the Oval Office, the president was asked how long National Guard troops will stay in Los Angeles.
When there's no danger, they'll leave.
He said L.A. was under siege until he authorized sending in the National Guard. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Inflation picked up a bit last month as higher prices for groceries and some imported goods were largely offset by cheaper gas, travel services, and rents. Consumer prices increased 2.4% in May compared with a year ago. That's according to a Labor Department report. That's up from a 2.3% yearly increase in April. Russian forces launching a large-scale drone assault across Ukraine. Those attacks overnight killed three people and wounded 64 others. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 215 points. This is SRN News. Simone Biles embraces transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
She is the most decorated gymnast in history and became America's sweetheart during her incredible performance at the 2016 Olympics. But Biles has lately taken to defending boys who play sports on girls' teams, calling those who object bullies. When former female swimming champion Riley Gaines criticized Minnesota for allowing a boy to play on a high school girls' softball team which won the state title, Biles called Gaines, quote, truly sick. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that two government agencies cannot punish Catholic employers and health care providers if they refuse to pay for or provide sex change operations for their workers. The decision bars the Department of Health and Human Services from enforcing a rule it imposed in 2024 under President Biden. A similar challenge over in vitro fertilization is being launched. This is SRN News. The health of a Chesapeake Bay has declined.
In an annual report card on the nation's largest estuary, the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science gave the bay a C grade Tuesday. That compares to a C-plus grade last year, which was the highest grade the bay has received since 2002. The report noted that last year was the hottest year on record, with extreme rainfall patterns. Despite the grade drop, the report cited long-term improvements in dissolved oxygen in the bay's waters to help support bay life. The report also noted long-term improvements in aquatic grasses. Keith Peters, Washington.
Eight people scheduled to be put to death in six states during the remainder of this year. Two men were executed Tuesday in Florida and Alabama. A third man scheduled to be put to death in South Carolina on Friday. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.